Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your market update for April 30th, 2024. So we're seeing mortgage rates, they were flat yesterday. They're going to go up a little bit today. Why? Well, wages. Wages are going up and it's driving the Fed nuts. But whose fault is it really? I'm going to basically blame the government here. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today, how government data and government spending can unravel the whole real estate market and actually can unravel the whole asset market that we have out there today. So without further ado, let's get over to it. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. So we go over this to give you some direction on where mortgage rates are going, but I want to go in and take a deep dive today on the economic news that we have because it's basically right in the wheelhouse of what I really wanted to talk about this week. Okay, so you see through here Tuesday, Chicago PMI and the consumer confidence. That's not it. This is what mainstream media gives you. So Chicago PMI, that means manufacturing, it's down, was 41 previously, now it's 37. And consumer confidence, fallen off a cliff. It was 103, supposed to go up to 104, it came down to 97. You want the real information coming out right now? Right through here. Okay, so the one thing I want to talk about is the top piece right here, employment costs. And this is what actually is driving the market in the wrong direction this morning. Okay, so you have employment costs. What's going on with employment costs? Well, if you go through here, the U.S. labor costs rose in the past year, one of the highest rises that we've seen in a long, long time. What's the culprit of a lot of this stuff? Well, if you go to this, now we have minimum wage jobs getting over $40,000 a year for minimum wage jobs. You're gonna see these smaller shops just closing down or just automating everything because you can't have a cashier at a fast food station. And if I'm offending you guys out there, that's not my point. But you can't work at McDonald's as being a cashier making $40,000 a year. That's not what that whole system was made for. You go to McDonald's to get a decent meal at a really good price. Well, not if you're having to pay your workers $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. It's going to be kind of counterintuitive. The next thing is we want to look at is how is this really affecting our markets? Okay, so we know the Federal Reserve, they keep putting that carrot out in front of us, like student loan forgiveness and all this other stuff that they do. Here's the problem that we have with it, though. Right through here. You might say, Dan, okay, the 10-year Treasury, record $42 billion, the Treasury, $39 billion, the Treasury, record-setting high. What is this? This is national debt, folks. Okay, this is national debt. If you looked over the last 3 or 4 years, it is out of control. So what's happening here is the government is spending and giving money away that they don't have, okay? So what they have to do is they have to issue bonds, okay? This is how companies make money, too. They'll issue bonds, how mortgages are created right through here. This is a mortgage bond. Okay, that trades on Wall Street, okay? So what's happening here is you have way too many bonds hitting the market. You have billions and billions and billions of bonds hitting the market. There's not enough investors to gobble this up. So what happens? What happens? What happens if there's too much stuff out there, like too many houses or too many anything? The prices go down so the consumer or the economy buys it up. So what happens with bond prices? When the prices go down, the yields go up. That's why we have yields hitting these levels that we haven't seen in decades. This is one of the reasons why we have that. So it's reckless government spending money they don't have, okay? And then it's also when we go out there, and I know you guys want a good wage, but, you know, you can't work at a fast food shop and be a cashier and look to really feed a family of four and buy a house and, you know, all these other things. It's a starter job. Okay, that's there. So I'm going to tread lightly on that piece of the puzzle. So we have way too much debt hitting the markets and so forth. So that's what we're looking at right now. What we're going to see tomorrow, the Federal Reserve is meeting this week. They're going to come out tomorrow and tell us what exactly they're going to do or what they've done. They're not going to do anything. They're going to keep rates higher for longer because they have to. Why? This stuff. And these are things I didn't anticipate, you know, 6, 8, 12 months ago when I'm like, okay, here's what should happen in a normal market. Folks, it's not a normal market. I'm looking to spin off a secondary channel just to talk about economics because you guys need to understand this and the dynamics that this is going to play in the future. So don't mean to be dismal today, but folks, but like I said, even when I met one of the top mortgage or the crash, housing crash people in the whole country, if not the world, he even said to me at the end of it, and I have it on video, real estate still, real estate still is the most important thing when it comes to building wealth. And he said that, and we're actually working on some videos together and some training materials and classes to educate you guys on how to buy real estate the right way. So here is me. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. I want to make sure you're informed. If you're looking to buy a house in today's market, it might be your primary home. It might be investment property. You might be buying a duplex so you can live in one side, rent out the other side, and maybe live there for free. We're here to help you. Okay, so you might be out there and you might say, Dan, I have great credit and I got good income. I don't have enough money for a down payment. Well, check out some of the down payment assistance programs we have. They're right there. It says grant. There's three of them. One of them goes all the way. Well, it's changing actually tomorrow. It was $10,000. Now it's got reduced to $7,500. But you can get grants up to $7,500. There's three of them. All you have to do is fill out this questionnaire real quick to see if you're eligible. But if not, we'd love to help you navigate the market the smart way. If you're looking to buy a house, we want to educate you from day one. We want to educate you on how to get pre-approved. Then from there, we're going to monitor and help work with you to get the lowest rate, the lowest fees in the country. How we do this, we're going to show you behind the scenes how we do that. And we're here at every step of the way from when you put in your application to when you get the keys in the hand. So how do you do this? Well, hit the apply now button right up through there. It's going to send you out to a system. You're going to answer a few questions, fill out an application. Then you're going to set up a consultation with us. We're going to go through any of the questions that you might have, and then we're going to send you a pre-approval. If you're like, Dan, can I just call you guys or email somebody? Absolutely you can. Just go to the bottom of our website, therateupdate.com. There's our number, 844-775-5626, or you can email me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks for watching today, guys. If you haven't subscribed yet, please don't forget to do that right over there. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic day. See you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.